Reports issued last year by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, and UN Joint Investigative Mechanism, JIM, mandated by the Council, found that the Syrian government had carried out 3 attacks using banned weapons, along with 1 use of mustard gas by the ISIL terrorist group. The resolution would have imposed sanctions on a number of individuals and entities linked to the Syrian government, and a draft was originally circulated in mid-December. UK Ambassador Matthew Rycroft criticised Tuesday's veto, saying that Russia and China had supported the imposition of measures against any of the warring parties in a 2013 resolution if it was established that they'd used chemical weapons.
By vetoing this resolution today, they have undermined the credibility of this council and of the international rules preventing the use of these barbaric weapons. This wasn't a political text. It was a technical resolution in response to an impartial and factual report by the Security Council-mandated joint UN-OPCW investigative mechanism. It was a report we all called for. It was an investigation we all supported.
Speaking on behalf of Russia, Deputy Ambassador Vladimir Safronkov told the Council his government was sceptical about the conclusions reached by the UN mechanism, or JIM, that the Syrian regime led by President Assad had carried out chemical attacks. His words are spoken by an interpreter.
We have the clear impression that the co-sponsors of the document put to a vote today were using the JIM for just one goal, and that is to lay blame on the government of Assad for the use of chemical weapons, and in so doing create additional grounds to change regime in Damascus.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.